Grace and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to St. Paul Borcher's Sunday Snippet. This is a time where we pause a moment in our busy lives to meditate and reflect on the scripture passage for the day. So let us begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Stir up the hearts of your faithful people, Lord God, and open our ears to the words of your prophets, that anointed by your Spirit, we may testify to your light. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading from today is from the 61st chapter of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with the garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Isaiah's words make a considerable appearance in the gospel accounts because the early church found Jesus to fulfill a lot of Isaiah's prophecies. And in our passage for today, it makes an important appearance in Luke 4 because Jesus preaches an extremely short sermon on this passage. Today, this scripture is fulfilled. Jesus provides nothing else in his sermon of this passage, but leaves the synagogue and goes out to continue his ministry. But Isaiah wrote more than just prophecies to be fulfilled. He also wrote to the people before, during, and after the Babylonian exile across several different writers. And I think when we jump straight to Jesus in Luke 4 after reading this passage, I wonder if we miss out on an important part of what Isaiah proclaims to his original audience and to us in this passage. So when we turn to our passage for today, Isaiah is writing to the Jews who are returning from the Babylonian exile after this exile. It was during the Babylonian exile that the Jews were taken away from Jerusalem and forced to live in Babylon for about 70 years. During that time, the nation of Babylon destroyed the temple of God, razed down the walls of Jerusalem, and left the city in ruins. So when the Jews returned from exile, there were those who still remembered what Jerusalem looked like before it was destroyed. And there were those who grew up hearing the glorious stories of what once was Jerusalem. And it's when they return, they find that the ancient temple where God dwelt is in ruins. The walls that protected their city is devastated. And the city of Jerusalem, their city on a hill, is in ruins. And so in our passage for today, Isaiah acknowledges the brokenheartedness the people returning from exile are experiencing, the grief and mourning they are sharing as they look at the work they must do to rebuild what has been lost. It's in this work that the people were divided on what should be done first, how the temple should be rebuilt, how they as a people go forward living as the people of God. They are a people struggling to find hope amid a time of chaos and uncertainty. They are a people struggling to have faith amid a time of division and loss. They are a people struggling to uplift justice in a time where community is hard to have. And as this passage comes into our lives today, the world doesn't feel very different from what those returning from exile experienced. Because when we look at our world today, our anxiety makes it easier to see how fallen and broken the world is, surrounded by chaos and uncertainty. Because when we look out and see the work that has to be done, our anxiety makes it easier to be overwhelmed with the news of nations bombing cities, innocent people being held hostage overseas. When we see how divided we've become over our opinions of what to do, our anxiety makes it easier to fight with our friends, leave our families, ignore the needs of our strangers and enemies, whom we are called to love. That we, like those who returned from exile, struggle in our brokenheartedness, in our anxiety, to uphold justice, service, and love in our lives. But it's in our passage for today, Isaiah goes further than just acknowledging the brokenheartedness, the grief and mourning, the struggles of moving forward. Isaiah goes further by proclaiming in this passage God's promise to stir up the people's hearts, that God will work through the people to bring about justice, service, and love. That by stirring their hearts, working through the people, God will bring good news to the oppressed, the brokenhearted, the captive, and those mourning. By stirring up their hearts, working through the people, God will give them garland instead of ashes, a symbol of renewal and newness given, and a symbol of loss and death taken away. That by stirring up their hearts, God will act and work to unite the people together. That by stirring up their hearts, God will build up the ancient ruins, raise up the former devastations, and repair the ruined cities by rebuilding the temple, raising new walls, and repairing the city that once was. That by stirring up their hearts, God will bring about justice to those who suffer. God will make himself known among the nations. And this is what God promises to do, that God will and does stir up their hearts to work through these people, to bring about justice, to seek service, and to love in a fallen and broken world. And as we read God's promises that Isaiah proclaims to us today, I think this promise to stir up our hearts is what Jesus proclaims to fulfill in Luke 4. That Jesus stirs up our hearts, the hearts of the disciples, the hearts of the early church, the hearts of us today, to uphold justice, to seek service, to love our neighbor as ourselves. That Jesus stirs up the hearts of the disciples to lead a ministry of binding the brokenhearted, liberating the captives, bringing good news to the oppressed, that Jesus stirs up the hearts of the early church to live out the Great Commission by going to the corners of the earth, proclaiming the gospel, continuing the ministry of Jesus, baptizing all people of the nations. And that through those waters of our baptism, Jesus stirs up our hearts today to work through us in building up ancient ruins, raising up former devastations, repairing ruined cities, and giving those who suffer garland instead of ashes. That together, Jesus stirs up our hearts to uphold justice, to seek out service, and to love our neighbors as ourselves in our lives today. And while the ruins and devastations Isaiah writes about are more literal for his audience, I wonder how these words come into our lives today when we view them more metaphorically, when we view them more symbolically. That maybe we build up ancient ruins by protecting the land that has been in our possession for generations, by protecting it and preserving it for future generations. That maybe we raise up former devastations by finding common ground with friends and enemies we disagree with, repairing strained relationships that were broken by our opinions. That maybe we repair the ruined cities and giving garland to those with ashes and providing food and clothing to strangers and toys for children. So as we go forth through this week, as we continue through this month of December, I invite you to remember God's promise to stir up our hearts, to uphold justice, to seek out service, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And I encourage you to wonder where Jesus is fulfilling that promise, stirring up our hearts through us in our lives today. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, the one who stirs up our hearts, we give you thanks for how you sent your Son for us to bring us into your kingdom. Help us to go forth in our day to uphold justice, to seek service, and to love our neighbor as ourselves, trusting in your promise to work and act through us to better the world and lives around us. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.